We didn't play very well in the second half, basically. That's what it comes down to, because it's still a football game at halftime, and we let them drive down and score in the second half, and then we turn the ball over, and they got great field position. They get scores there. So it's hard to win when you do those kind of things. And we did them, so we couldn't win as a result of it. We will still hang together, fight together to finish this season. We have to go to Oakland next week, a division opponent on the road. And so we need to be ready to go for that, because they're going to be rested up because they played on Thursday night. So that's what we've talked to them about. And so that's what we got to get done. All right, questions.
Romney, you've talked a few times during the season avoiding letdowns after a close loss or anything.
Uh-huh.
Did you, from an energy or focus standpoint, did you sense any of that today?
Well, I think that if there was a letdown, we wouldn't have played the first half the way we played the first half, okay? And then in the second half, we didn't make the plays we need to make. We kind of reverted back to how we've been playing in the past.
I mean, it seemed like when you guys missed that field goal, it just seemed like you could just almost feel the momentum starting to flip back the other way.
Well, anytime you are not able to put points on the board after you get in position, you know, that always hurts. But it's still a ball game at that point.
Julio, without Dwayne Bowe, is it going to be continue to be an uphill fight for you guys offensively if he can't play next week?
Probably so. I mean, you know, he's one of the better receivers that we have, and if he's not there, but someone else will have to step up.
I mean, it looked like to me that was obviously a turning point of what you guys were doing offensively. I mean, was that in your mind, was that a big turning point today when he went out of the lineup?
Well, I mean, in my mind, the second half was a turning point where we couldn't produce on either side of the ball, and that was the difference.
Anything else?
Is the Bowe injury long-term, do you think? Is it going to keep him out the rest of the year?
They haven't told me that, so I'll wait until they finish evaluating and let me know.
You had a couple guys out there, second half, Jamal Charles played when he obviously had a problem. Went back in there. And then you had one guy play the whole game, Derek Johnson, who the way he was running sometimes looked like maybe he shouldn't have been playing, but he still played well.
Well, he played. Yes, he does play well. And he's one of our troopers that we have on this team. So glad he's on my team.
Did it feel more like business as usual today than it did last Sunday with everything that's gone on with your team?
Well, like I said, until the second half.
Romeo, special teams today. I guess we can start with the missed field goal. How big would that have been to have that 10-0 lead that scored on your first?
As we just said, it would have been, it would have been good to have points on the board, you know, when we went down there and missed the field goal, because you work hard to get to that point, and then you don't get the points. But it's still a football game at that point, and you still got to go play.
And the bad kickoff, you're trying to keep it away from Cribs?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And, I mean, the 40-yard line, it starts at the 40. We still can play defense from there.
The punt returns. It changed. It looked like Cribs came off and 80 came on. I mean, the guy's a little confused who to cover. Or
no, they missed the tackle. If you miss tackles against a good returner, they run for yards, and that's what happened.
All right, thank you.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, come on. You are late, yes.
He had two near interceptions. It looked like Eric had that one.
Eric is playing with a cast on his hand, right. And he did everything he could to try to catch it, but he just couldn't hold on to it. Young Harbin had his hands on it, and he wasn't able to hold on to it.
Again, what big difference those would make?
Sure.
Those 10 points.
Yeah, but we didn't make the plays, and so, you know, they don't put asterisks on those columns.
On the punt return, your flyer, Thorpe, on that one side, on your left side, did he lose track of the ball? I mean, it was like he was going to go down and catch it before he went into the end zone.
Yeah,
like he was setting up for it. He didn't even go for the guy catching
it. Yeah, he probably lost track of the ball.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.